Blog Talk Radio.
Reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Academics, the future is really here. Can you believe it? In the age of Corona, that is going to be on books and articles as the days, as the weeks, the months, and the years, and the decades go by. That's the first thing that we can think about in the age of Corona. Because for academics, it is shifting everything that we could ever imagine in whole new ways. Some of us are on spring break, somewhere in the world, out in the ethers of the cosmos, and we're having to think about what's next. The future is here, but what is the future? And what does the future mean for me and you and them and they and her and him and all of us? What can that mean? There's a lot at stake. There's a lot to think about. And most of all, and I saw this coming. I mean, those who know me more closely know how I just sort of felt a lot of change coming, and I've seen it, and I've been trying to move through it, and just all of us trying to prepare for what we saw coming. This effort to get more online and to become more global in the future of intellectual production, as well as the transmission of how do we share? How do we share information? How is it, what does it look like in the empowerment of a select few or of a global many? So we're going to really be safe with that. That's one of the most important questions right now to think about. How, where, how, if, when you are going to begin to think about the globe of students that want access. And so what we're going to see now is various institutions and technology and the business world, entrepreneurial world, that is all going to come together to really try to say, this is the only way. This is the best platform. This is the only thing allowed. And we're going to have to really navigate that. And then it's navigating. So essentially the walls are gone. We are in the age of the Aquarius. Academics, some of you who don't know it, go look it up. You might want to. Because that explains why now you and all of us are going to have to think about the airwaves. Yes, the transmission of all kinds of things in the air, but what about the activation of learning that goes global, that is more for all of the world and humanity? Because now you are about to, for those who are faculty, for those who are adjunct, for those who teach and empower within the academic world, you now are going to be brought into the coexistence of other worlds. And the first thing to think about is that you're smart, but there's always somebody smarter than you. There's always somebody hungrier than you. There's always going to be somebody that was more entrepreneurial, that they're going to find another platform. In fact, you're actually already a decade late, according to some very driven people. You're already a century late. You're already a moment late. But it's not about imparting this idea of you're ahead, you're behind, because that's not the center point. The center point is what is most key in all of this is how do we move forward? Now what? If we're going to be home more, what is that going to mean? Look, everybody doesn't want to be on video. Everybody doesn't even want to be present to the global world, and that is okay. We've got to be able to accommodate for that, because the moment that you require everyone to teach the same way, then you distill and you destroy creativity that has been there, that is anchored within various fields and disciplines, and it's been a part of the evolutionary process of the intellectual world, of academia, of the Ivy Leagues, of the ivory towers, of all of it. So what do you do? I mean, if you're still on spring break, I hope you are enjoying it. I hope you are finding time for your peace to begin to think about what is your future going to look like? What do you want that to look like? Because now you can be the architect of so much more. So the moment you begin to see that this is a place of empowerment, an empowerment that can get your voice into way more minds, to get your thoughts, your ideas out there to more people, what? It's a brand new day. Because yours truly is definitely thinking about that. And I wanted to really even just sort of briefly mention, because, again, everything I do is all about empowerment. Again, only those close to me really kind of know. No matter what the haters say, I care most about other people and their empowerment. I'm not one to hear. I'm not here, and I'm not one to shut down others and try to catch a tan. Or it's like, what did he say? Don't be trying to catch a tan. Don't be trying to catch a tan in my sunshine. No, there's too many other people who really continue to try to do that with me. And I only say that because I'm good at what I do. But the thing is that I keep people on the need-to-know basis. That means where I have my hands in a whole lot more than you will ever know. And that's how we all should live. That's how I was raised. I was raised to be great. But some of us were just raised to only be able to do one thing. But guess what? You won't be able to do that one thing anymore. Now you're going to have to be multifaceted. You're going to have different skill sets. So I just did a quick online search just on Google, and I just typed in online teaching platform. And I did that just to think, okay, so some of our universities are going to keep us connected only with Blackboard. Some of us may only be with Canvas. We could go down the list of what each institution is essentially buying into, and it's about what we then choose to engage and how we want to engage and empower the future. So, again, and you can do this on your own. I did an online teaching platform. I just typed in online teaching platforms, plural. And what immediately popped up was a list. It says online course marketplaces. So, hey, academics, you better get ready. I just told you there are people out there that have already been teaching and that have already found greater value in many ways than some of us. MasterClass and all these various thousands of other people that most times aren't even, we're not a part of that. But that, is it their fault? Is it our fault? No, it's about where are you making your voice become activated? Or are you waiting on somebody to invite you to the table? Whatever. We're over that. Field of Dreams died in the 20th century. So, okay, this list that I see, online course marketplaces, Udemy, Skillshare, Eliademy, E-L-I-A-D-E-M-Y, Teachable, Podia, Thinkific, Kajabi, K-A-J-A-B-I, Ruzuki, R-U-Z-U-K-U. Look, I don't know about all these, but that's for you. If you want to learn about them, then it's for you. I encourage you to go be empowered. If you're going to be teaching somebody, then you still have to learn. You still have to know, like, what is out there. You know, I found this really interesting article, ironically, that came out 2016, 4 years ago. That is, and you can look this up, 8 online teaching platforms that will make you want to teach online. I don't think a lot of us want to teach online, but we are here. We are here. And in this article, we got openlearning.com, helphub.com, teachable.com, Eliademy, E-L-I-A-D-E-M-Y.com, learnworld.com, coursecraft.net, Vedantu, V-E-D-A-N-T-U, bibio.com.ph. You see, there's already a whole lot out there. E-learning is going to matter. You are already behind. You got to, but I'm not trying to scare you. Let me calm it down. You're so ahead. You're the smartest thing on the planet. Yeah, you go ahead and believe that. Right now, you got to be thrown in with the sharks of the entrepreneurial world. Because when you can't be contained completely within a university or just on the ground, the brick and mortar that is going to become, have its own history, then you better really catch up with the future. I don't think that we can ever be empowered enough. We got to keep it going. You got to know it. Say you were somebody who didn't have a PhD or a master's or a bachelor's. What are the places that someone could, what are the platforms that someone could go and create and perhaps even begin to engage and sell their ideas? Academics, you've never been told to value your brain. Guess what? It's time. When are you going to value those brain cells? Well, I was taught to value mine, so that's why I'm up here empowering you instead of being in freak-out mode like other people. I am very forward-thinking in everything that I do because once you find out that I literally am already 3 books ahead of everything that I'm telling you, I'm not playing, but that's a whole other conversation. So, again, I'm looking at this article. Look, I already got 1,000 shares called. It's posted by the Learning Revolution. It's called 15 Platforms to Create and Sell Online Courses and Counting. Oh, isn't that nice? Okay, so we have their standalone platforms to sell your online courses, Thinkific, LearnWorld. Again, you're hearing some repeats. I'm just doing a little bit of work for you so that way you can, before you get out there and know and try to figure out what works for you. You've got Teachable, you got Podia, Click4Course. One of the newer additions to this list of online course platforms, Click4Course. Then there's Digital Chalk. Sounds interesting. PathWrite, P-A-T-H-W-R-I-T-H-T. Let's see, Zippy Courses. This is originally developed as a WordPress plugin. Zippy Courses is now a standalone platform. Then there are these all-in-one platforms. So this would include what you heard me already mention, Kajabi. It describes itself as the one system you need to market. I guess all-in-one, to market, sell, and deliver your knowledge online. the academics, we got a lot to catch up with. But then there's something else called Academy of Mind. It's supposed to be a better bet for small businesses and organizations. You are a business. Your brain is a business. Come on, come on. Value yourself, and then we can really see a future instead of just a moment. So, again, we got LearnDash, Access Ally, Course Cat. That means C-O-U-R-S-E and then C-A-T-S, Listener, L-M-S, L-I-S-T-E-R-L-M-S. And then it says about this marketplace online course platform. So we got Open Sesame, Skillshare, Udemy. Then there's Small Business Extended Enterprise platforms. And it looks like then there's Moodle plugins, these add-ons that you can add to your course in selling or really creating this online course platform. You have Course Merchant and LMS Checkout. That looks like I gave you a good bit, most of it, again, from this really interesting article that I have found. And the reason why, again, I never waste time and nothing is ever, there's always a method to my madness. I was doing that because we have to start at basics. What is next is to really think about your students, is to really think about yourself. Where and how do you want to empower the future? And where and how mentally and intellectually and emotionally are your students? So a lot of students want to be lectured to. They want to be entertained. Well, you ain't going to get that with me. So it's about, because I never got that. It didn't work well. I mean, we'd be over here sleeping. What in the world? But now what's going to be interesting is those same students that some of us might have been chasing to come to class, or those who didn't read, or others who just sit like a bump on a log and don't want to be there, everything has changed. Everything has changed. No longer will someone be able to take what we are giving for granted. Mark my words. Because everyone now is going to be immersed back with one another. And what that means is that these same amazing college students that are the future, that know everything and the rest of us know nothing, whatever, now they're going to have to really focus on how to focus. You want to be on Facebook, you want to sleep in, you don't give a damn about your education, that may cost $10, $1,000, $10,000, $15,000, $35,000. Now you are going to show for your time. Now you are really going to have to show that you read, that you watched the documentaries, that you actually gave a damn about the topic. So if you thought that whatever that you're teaching, academics, I'm talking to you, and hey, future college students, those who see themselves in this world, you better take it seriously, because I always tell my students, what if tomorrow all this was gone? And I know that that seems so like all or nothing, but if you don't start thinking about that, then you won't value your brain. You won't value the opportunity at hand. And I've been teaching college with an immersive teaching environment for almost 20 years. And within that, I've seen the evolution of learning. I've seen the evolution of, I know more than you. I've seen the evolution of cancel culture. Get him out of here. Get her gone. That's where we're at. And the real story is that it's untold. That now it is a new day. So you're going to show up for your time. So the way to really sort of prepare for the future is to really think about even more concretely. They're still going to have to read books, still going to have to read articles. If they're connected, if your students are still connected to the university, they're going to have access to databases. They're going to have access to newspapers. All the things that we were using before will still be there, but now it's about remote access. It's sort of like techies are going to matter all over again. And we just really have to begin to think about these collective learning spaces that really account for different types of learners and different types of engagement. Who wants to sit on the couch or in person listening to somebody go, on and on and on and on, do you hear me? Don't nobody want to hear that. You better wake it up, wake it up. Come on. It's time to take it to a new day. Well, but with me, yours truly, since, again, I've been seeing this, Dr. Chawande Musa King, that I've been thinking about, what am I seeing in my students?
What am I not seeing? Where can we take it to the next level? So some of you all, I would encourage you. It's worked for me for a long time. Since students want to sit and watch TV and watch movies, and some of them just, you know, don't, they're not as enthused in the intellectual learning. Well, I'll meet you where you're at. You want to sit on Netflix all day? Great. Well, I got a series for you that's already been picked out, and now you got to critically analyze it. So those are the ways to think about. Think about what you watch. Think about what you do every day. Incorporate that into what and how and where you're teaching to keep the future engaged. So, for instance, and I'm going to talk about this feature in the future, but for the midterm exam that I had done in my medical history course, I had them watch a Netflix series. And it's one of the most powerful Netflix series. But it's not the first time that I've used pop culture. In the past, I've used Westworld. I've used The Nick. Now, this one is called Island. And, again, it's on Netflix. But I was over here looking at something on Roku, thinking about my next classes for the fall. So I will not ever be told to get rid of pop culture, because that has been central for students' understanding of the past, the present, and where we are going in the future. Because if you think that your words and your ideas are more powerful than pop culture, you better get a clue, because pop culture is shaping the future. Pop culture is telling us how to be, how to navigate the world. So now that you're home, now that you have time to think about more, all of what you were so, oh, I don't have time for that. Oh, that's so great. You're so into it. Uh-huh. Right. Now you over here got to learn from me. Boo-boo, we just getting started. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, it's not bragging. It's just stating the obvious that I am literally 3 months into this thinking, even if it is just a few episodes, don't worry about how many there are, because whatever that you see from me is never all of it. I mean, it doesn't matter about all the other stuff, the cosmic stuff, because you can find that on the other part of my brain, which those who are informed, then you know that Dr. Shawande Mustakeen has Dr. Mustakeen Radio, but then there's the other, even more highly intellectual part of her brain that she keeps shielded from a lot of other people, because most people don't believe that she's all that smart, or some people have the nerve to think that and then make me believe that. You better get on. So the other part of my brain is also on a platform with double the amount that, again, you could ever keep up with. You should actually ask the people I went to high school with. They would tell you that, again, whatever you thought I was doing, I'm already at least 10 months ahead of you, a year ahead of you, and well beyond that. Don't be jealous. Don't be jelly, as a friend of mine used to say. If you considered who my mother is, then you recognize that you're lucky that I am even giving you this information. My mother is an information sharer. You want to look her up? Velma J. Mustakeen. She is the most powerful genius mind that is out there. Unfortunately, and this is another story that will be told. Yeah, it's the time. Now that we're going on the airwaves, people are going to start telling their story. My mother raised me to be a genius just like her. And in that way, I'm going to start empowering people. What did she do? Because here it is that you have a techie who loves Black history and who loves learning and who knew how to empower and to create a child that was very intellectually driven and would be anchored in depth of understanding and learning and be relentless in the learning and never ending. And that is what I pour into my students. If you want to be superficial, there's plenty of other colleagues that I have across the world that I could totally introduce you to. You want rigor? I got you. You really want to go deep? I can show you what that looks like. How can you produce that? It is all about production of knowledge that is coming in the future. So I will slow my brain down to empower all of us again to say, okay, let's go back to the 20th century and think for a moment. There's that thing called a calendar. I know we all got our little digital watches and digital this and that, but what really helps me is to really map it out and to think about where are we, where are we going, how much is involved, how much will be involved on all sides, and then really planning out. Because now it's time for you to value your intellectual giving of knowledge within the confine of an institution that now is about to be in the airwaves. But then there are going to be others that are going to move even more affirmed that their brain can produce even greater knowledge. So if and when and how you decide to step into that, then you can see abundance and expansion of yourself, your ideas, your students, all of it. So the future, it's not going to all be video. It's not going to be all audio. But I can tell you that it will be a massive integration of all of it, together, separate, individual. You should really look at business blogs. You should really look at, like, techie stuff, life hacks, all this stuff. You should really know where's the future going, because you can't love the past so much if you don't even see what's coming. If you had really been seeing what was coming, then some of us would have already ordered our supplies back in December. But we don't believe it because we're getting these mixed messages and then believing a dictator who's taking us totally into regression. Now, that says, your way forward is your way forward. Whatever that you know, whatever that you teach, find value. Be organized. Be governed. Be direct. And be engaging. Would you take your own classes? If you heard yourself on audio or saw yourself on video, would you want to be a part of that? Is that a good time? Is that deep learning? Or are we over here playing? It's time to get rigorous. That's where it's going. The future is here. The future has been there. And it's time for you to catch up. I'm really empowering you in a moment that most academics can't even begin to tell you. I'm the one who will tell you that if you really want to know what's coming, then go look up the Aquarius energy. You need to know, because right now we got Jupiter and Capricorn. I'm telling you this because a lot of people who know, I know about the stars. You can't talk about stars generally with me without talking about the various meanings of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Pluto. If you can't tell me where that was within your chart or anything else historically, then it sounds like we got to get in line so we all can get clear on what even history through astrology looks like. What does Black history through astrology look like? Because trust me, the planets were aligned in a particular way as they are aligned right now. So what you need to know is that Saturn is in Aquarius. We started off the year with a new moon in Aquarius. At the end of the year, we're on December 20th, 2020, we have Jupiter going into Aquarius. So I told you the Aquarian age is here. Academics, catch up. The rest of the world is really becoming more empowered. Astrology matters. You don't get to just sort of kick it to the side and say, this is science and that's not. No more. Because now the platform is going to be widened where your own parents, students' parents may now want to be a part of the conversation. They may want to hear. They may want to see. They may want to think deeply. So you better get ready. Your audience is about to expand as much or as little as you'd like. So may you be empowered, may you inform, and really take us all to a greater and more empowered collective future. I know I am, with or without anybody who says, hey, we're going to teach the future. I'm already teaching the future in multitudes of ways, and that is how we all should be. Be your multidimensional self. Academics, value your brain. Take your students to the next level, and you don't have to even be in the same room anymore. Encourage them to really think about the world that they now are a part of. No longer can anyone take this for granted. The way that college was imagined centuries ago looks like we're about to go back to it. So that means we're not careful, that bubble will burst. And a bubble bursting is only to say that it's time for us to take it more seriously and to think about what is it that you love about academia and teaching and empowering the future, because now it's going to matter. So take it to the next level. Be unafraid. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Musa King in the world, anywhere in the planet. You can find me. I am doing all kinds of stuff, but I did write that award-winning book, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness. Since you're at home, you need to read. Woo, be empowered. Again, it's time to take it to the next future. It's time to be rigorous, to be driven, to give a damn about the future. And guess what, academics? The future really, really, really is here. So get ready, be empowered. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Musa King. I'm coming to you live right now, and get ready for even more empowerment. All right now, bye-bye.